This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the DJV program, if I do say so myself, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, prepared to bring you up to date on very important things that are going on here, there, and everywhere. And so if you know it's in your best interests, you want to know what's going on in the whole wide world, here we are. Have I got news for you? No fake news. Nothing wrong here. A couple of quickies before Jennifer takes over. The President of the United States called former President Jimmy Carter. You know that?
I did not. But yeah. I know that they do talk. That's the only former president I think he really speaks to.
Yeah, I know.
Truly.
Jimmy Carter back out
turkey hunting or shooting or whatever he was doing? He wanted to get back after his accident.
Yeah. For those who didn't remember, he broke his hip last month when he fell while he was out turkey hunting, as Victoria suggested. He had hip replacement surgery, which is pretty cool because normally they won't do it for somebody who's 94. They say, you're too old, we're not going to do it. Chances of your recovery are not good, but because he's in good shape, perhaps because of his faith. That's one of the things that I like about Jimmy Carter. He still teaches Sunday school. You knew that, right? Every Sunday, he's one of the most natural characters. And the place where he lives down in Plains, Georgia, is just, they love him there, but it so typifies what early presidents were all about. Now, since he's been president, a lot of pomp and circumstance surrounding the office, but I remember at a talk convention, as a matter of fact, we were talking about me being at the talk convention last Friday. I remember him in 1976. Being with a group of people, saying he was in a bar, and he was talking about his plans for the future. He was governor of Georgia at the time, and they didn't really know him in this bar, and he said, "I'm going to be president," and they all looked at him. "Yeah, sure you are. Yeah, right." And he was one of those great moments when you think back about what your mind can do to help you when you decide you're going to do something. If you really set your mind to it, and he did. And I would say that Bill Clinton did the same sort of thing with the help of Hillary, for sure. So has Joe Biden got that? Has he really made up his mind that he wants to be the president? Or have any of those? Beto O'Rourke has about cooked himself, I think, hasn't he? He seems to be on the...
He's not pulling well, no.
No. So
he did himself wrong when he started talking about eating regenerative dirt in New Mexico. That could have...
Might have done it. Anyway, so back to Carter talking to, as you've suggested, he talks to Trump with sort of semi-regularly. Trump expressing his appreciation for Carter sending a gracious letter to him, talking about his administration, the things that he's doing. And then they had a private call on a private line that nobody could listen to. And Carter said, during a conversation with somebody in the local news media, that one of the things Trump talked to him about was the Chinese getting way ahead of the U.S. in many ways. Because
that's
Carter
what Trump's been talking
warned.
To him about, is the trade deal with actually specifically North Korea and China. It seems that's what he seeks his counsel on.
Yeah. Well, it's good to get input from other people who have been there, done that. And Carter, certainly, whether he did all the right things or not, he did have some strong, and Nixon had that in common. Very strong when it came to foreign affairs. People here didn't much like him. They like him as a person, but they didn't like him as president. And that was true, although with Nixon, nobody liked him as a person either. But he did do some marvelous things. Some people blame Nixon for the problems we have now because his administration with Kissinger were the ones that opened up, really, the door to a modern relationship with a modern China. You knew that, right? During the late 60s, early 70s, when the problems were amok with the Vietnam thing. Apparently, Nixon thought it would be advantageous for us to have closer ties with China because we knew the Chinese were behind the problems in Vietnam, as the Chinese were behind the problems in North Korea. Chinese have been responsible for lots of the problems that we've had. I don't know that we can blame them for what's going on in the Middle East, but you certainly can see them stirring the pot. As a matter of fact, I was with a Korean War veteran on Friday for dinner, a fellow named Al Harshberger, and he was in the war. He was a corporal in the war, and he was recounting something. He was limping, and I said, "Why are you limping, Al?" I hadn't seen him limp before. I've known him for a long time. And he said, "Well, I got shot in the Korean War in my leg, and it hasn't really ever healed well." And I looked at him, and he hesitated for a minute, and he said, "But I killed a guy who shot me." And then I looked at him, and I said, "What'd that feel like?" And he said, "I didn't pay attention to it then, but now it bothers me." Some, however many years, what, 60, 70 years later. He said, "I was 19 years old. I signed up. I went over. And I was about ready to come home. A couple of days before I came home, I got shot." And he looked at the guy, and before he thought about it, he just shot him. And probably it was a good thing, because if he hadn't shot him, the other guy would have shot him again. But and then we started this whole philosophical conversation about war and what it does and how it hasn't amounted to anything, really, especially in the Koreas. But we got very heavily philosophical about it. I've known some people. I've mostly known people who have from afar. You know, they were bombers or they were on a Navy ship and they shot things. I've only known a few people in my life who actually were in battle person to person and who shot somebody who was shooting them. Uri Geller is another example. My friend Uri was in the Six-Day War in Israel, and a Palestinian came right up on him and aimed his gun, and Uri shot him. You know, you think about that. What would happen if you were in that? Can you even imagine being in that? A lot of people listening to us right now will say, "Yeah, I was in that situation." Certainly, Jennifer, you haven't. Victoria hasn't. Kara hasn't.
But no, but I think your mindset changes when you realize that it's either you or them.
Yeah.
I think
if you even think about it,
do you really can't think imagine it?
People think in those terms, or is it just you? You just instinctively, you know, somebody pointing a gun at you and you shoot them.
Yeah. I think it's, I don't know. I mean, I think instinctively we have a need and a want to survive. So
yeah.
I can't imagine
instinctively.
That.
Instinctively.
Right. Yeah. I think that's why in that situation there, say you were talking about the guy you were talking with, you know, when it's happening, you do it and you don't think about it. And then when you have 50, 60, however many years to think about it, and then you realize, okay, there wasn't much point to that. And I shot someone who was also probably just a normal person who had a family.
Yep.
And I got to go home and that person didn't. And so in order to survive, you have to do what you have to do in war. But then after, you know, after the fact, you probably start to wonder why you did that in the first place.
That's very astute, Kara, because a lot of people that you talk to now who have been some of the PTSD stuff that people go through, the realities of living with it, we go through it a lot because we recently had Memorial Day. We're thinking a lot about that sort of thing. And it is it's troubling. And you're right, after the fact. That's why so many of these soldiers come back from Afghanistan and Iraq are on drugs. Because it's really hard to cope with it. Anyway, Jennifer, what do you have?
Well, I have some people in Congress wanting to get a raise. House spending leaders.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
Yeah, they're doing a fantastic job, and their approval rating is sky high.
Right.
House spending leaders
cut their pay in half.
Decade-long, I think they should actually be paid per accomplishment. Wouldn't that be something? Maybe they'd actually get something done. Incentivize them. House spending leaders want to break a decade-long pay freeze and give members of Congress a cost-of-living bump that could pad their salaries with about $4,500 next year. Congressional salaries have been frozen at about $174,000 a year since 2009 when Congress decided to suspend automatic cost-of-living increases when heading into the 2010 election year. Now, House Democrats and leadership are saying they're moving forward with fiscal 2020 funding bills that won't block those pay increases anymore, and those were guaranteed by a 1989 federal ethics law. There's strong bipartisan support, no kidding, for these inflation adjustments. Finally, Democrats and Republicans can come together when it's about giving themselves a raise. They are going to vote on getting rid of this freeze, and no doubt it will probably pass. They'll be getting another $4,500 in January if it does. Under current law, lawmakers receive a 2.6% pay adjustment every single January. But boosting congressional pay is never quite as popular with the constituents.
Especially in, well, this isn't an election year. So that's why they're doing it before there's another election cycle for everybody to screw. No, but we do the same thing all the time. We say the same thing. They do the same thing. We're really stuck here. We really are. We're stuck. Stuck. It's 16 past the hour. We move ahead, though. This program's not stuck. You're not stuck listening to the TJB program.
America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief. Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Jennifer, what's the scoop now? Another horse has died at Santa Anita. What is going on there?
I wish I could tell you, because it is so bad. A second horse in 2 days, and the 29th overall this season, has died at Santa Anita. The management has chosen now to continue racing. They closed down for a while, but now they've been back open, and they're going to continue racing for the rest of the current meet. Truffolino collapsed in the final stages of the third race on the turf on Sunday, according to a track spokesman. This is a three-year-old filly that they say died of a heart attack. She was trained by a Hall of Famer and was ridden by Joe Talamo. She had one win in six career starts and earnings of $53,000. She was euthanized over the weekend. This, again, the second one in just 2 days.
21 after the hour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a big tune from Elvis Costello. Mr. Costello has been named an officer of the Order of the British Empire for his services to music. And though he's happy to accept this very surprising honor, in his words, he posted a note to his website admitting that he had mixed feelings about getting this distinction. His music has often been critical of imperialism, British imperialism, and politics, particularly on tracks like Oliver's Army or Tramp the Dirt Down. Which one is this that we're listening to?
Oliver's Army.
Yeah. The reference to Oliver Cromwell? Who's the Oliver?
Yeah.
Let's crank this up for a second.
But it's no laughing parted when you've been on the murder mile. Only takes one itch to trigger, one more widow, one less white nigger. Oliver's Army is here to stay. Oliver's Army are on their way, and I would rather be anywhere else.
So the music sounds happy, but the story isn't. You listen. It's been a long time. I do remember this a little bit from when it was out and about. Costello explained in his note that he decided to accept the honor after discussing it with his mother. He said, quote, "I listened carefully to my mother's argument that if something is deserved, then one must be gracious to accept it. So as a good lad who likes to do what will make his mom most proud, I knew that I had to put my old doubts and enmities aside, muster what little grace I possess. To be honest, I'm pretty tickled to receive this acknowledgement for my service to music, as it confirms my long-held suspicion. Nobody really listens to the words and songs." that was what I was sort of just saying. When you listen to the music, sounds gleeful, and yet it's a really horrible story that he's singing about. And I think he's right about that. A lot of times people don't listen to the lyrics well. He says, hard to receive anything named for the British Empire. And that's another thing that a lot of people, you know, in our current relationships with England, we forget that they were the completely bloodthirstiest country in the history of the planet. You know, we talk about modern-day things going on and our mistakes in the Middle East and elsewhere, but doesn't hold a candle to what the Brits did.
To the cultural rape that the British Empire has done.
Oh, my God.
Wreaked havoc around the world. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All over the world. At any rate, we may like the Brits, but what they have stood for over the years, not exactly positive, let's put it that way. Next up, musically, on the DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you and me, listening to some thoughts about Clarence Clemons. He was with the E Street Band, played the sax. He's the subject of a new documentary opening up this summer called Clarence Clemons, Who Do I Think I Am? It'll screen in theaters in select cities in July before being released on a DVD in August. Film chronicles Clemons' 40 years playing with Springsteen, as well as his spiritual awakening that came in 2003 at the end of the Rising Tour. Nils Lofgren, Joe Walsh, Bill Clinton, and nephew Jake Clemons are among those interviewed in the documentary. He had a stroke when he passed in 2011. I think, is his nephew playing with the E Street Band now?
Yeah, Jake Clemons took over. And I say this with respect, he's good, but he is nowhere near Clarence Clemons was.
No.
It's nice that the band, has incorporated him, but,
yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, Clarence was a big guy in many different ways. The producer says his spirituality rose to the top of every interview we ever conducted. And he was a stable. Obviously, Bruce liked him a lot, and so the rest of the members of the band. So that's the story coming out on Clarence Clemons. And you heard it here first on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former Major League Baseball star recovering after emergency surgery. The former Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz now said to be out of danger after the 43-year-old was shot in the back while at a bar in his hometown in the Dominican Republic of Santo Domingo. The alleged gunman tried to run away, but he was chased down by a crowd and held for police. There's no word on what the motive was. A crane collapse, leaving one person dead and several people critically injured in Dallas. It happened during a storm yesterday, and this man says it nearly struck his apartment.
I could have been dead. The man next door, I believe he sustained, very critical injuries to his neck. He could not move. He couldn't stand.
He was speaking there to NBC News. Authorities say they believe everyone in the building's now been accounted for. And this is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Don't just listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
At the hour on the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling, wishing you the top of the day, top of the morning, folks at American Airlines, mostly making a decision driven by their pilots, say they are not going to fly the 737. They originally said, I guess it was August, now it's September. They will not fly.
Max, the 737 yep. Max? Okay.
Yep. They're not going to fly. They keep saying they've canceled all the flights. They haven't canceled the flights. They canceled use of the plane. They've adjusted their schedule. They brought back some of the old planes they retired. So they're doing, you know, the airlines who keep saying they've canceled their flights. United said the same thing. I think, I don't know who else. I don't know if Delta has any of them in there. I don't think they have, but I know Southwest did. And so they're not using those planes because Boeing hasn't fixed the software. And they have said they've fixed it, but they haven't convinced the pilots that they've fixed it. So the pilots just said to American, don't bother scheduling those planes back into service because we're not going to fly them, which is pretty, again, that's pretty strident, pretty damning, especially when you realize that Boeing is reaching out directly to the pilots union. They're not going through American. They're not going to the companies, or they're letting the companies know what's going on, but they are going directly to the pilots because the pilots obviously have a huge stake, as do the people actually flying in the airplanes. And you think that the airlines themselves, I don't know, I'm not saying this to be critical because I don't know that this is not the case, but they'd want not to have any problems themselves. And the PR nightmare that has gone with Boeing on this, and subsequently the airlines that are using these planes, has been as bad a PR as I can think of any, not only with airlines, but in business in general.
This is Boeing doesn't seem that concerned, yeah, though.
No, they don't.
From a PR standpoint, they've done relatively little to minimize the damage. And even that one weird press conference that the CEO of Boeing gave, where he basically blamed the pilots and then was kind of ornery with the press, and then he just kind of walked away. It was weird.
And then the pilots right after that, the American Pilots Union said, hey, pal, you can say what you want.
Yeah. And then the pilots came. Place. Yeah, and I saw something over the weekend where pilots are now coming forward saying that when the 737 MAX, before it went into circulation, a lot of the pilots wanted to test it in the simulator, and they weren't allowed to. So that's extra weird. So yep. I don't know, this whole thing. But Boeing doesn't seem that concerned. Maybe because they know they have such a monopoly, they don't have to really worry that much.
Well,
I think they're being quiet on purpose. They're just shutting up.
Yeah. Well, so there's no speculation one way or another, Jennifer, is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, I think they're just waiting until they're going to try to relaunch and get people to not feel scared to death to get back on these planes when they actually put them back in the air.
Yeah. No, this fellow's not. I fly a lot. As a matter of fact, I'm going out the West Coast again this weekend. It's Father's Day weekend. See Miles, my pal, and my daughter and my son. They've actually, American has changed, and all of their they had been using some 737s and some of the Airbuses, and now they're just using Airbuses to do the what they call transcons, the Airbus A321, which is not a bad plane. And I've said that how many times. Victoria gets a big kick out of me saying it because I've been so anti-Airbus.
Yeah.
But I'm not in this circumstance. Pretty comfortable plane. All right, so Victoria, speaking of you, what do you have that's cooking here?
Well, we've got a little bit of an update on the college admissions scandal, and the Justice Department is going to enter into a new phase in Boston's federal court as sentencing begins this week for the first of the 20 parents, coaches, and other defendants who were part of, and Felicity Huffman is part of this group, too. This was the first group of 20 who pleaded guilty kind of right away. They took what many people think is a kind of a plea bargain. They will probably serve some time, not nearly as much as what they could be facing. And so there are out of this first, so there are 20 parents, 20 people that are going to be sentenced this week from the first batch. There are two others who recently agreed to plead guilty to these felonies, and so they await their hearing in the next round. And then there are 28 other defendants, Lori Loughlin and her husband, most famously in that group. They're the ones who pleaded not guilty, and they are preparing to go to trial, and that trial could probably go on for several months, and it'll be interesting to see how the judge and how the prosecution treats these two very different groups, how they treat them differently. Obviously, the first group admitting that they knew what they were doing. They were bribing schools and in some cases some coaches. And
it's really
Rick Singer,
amazing,
of course,
when you dig into this.
Yeah. The mastermind behind this is a guy named Rick Singer. We have not heard yet. Now, he already has struck some sort of a plea bargain. We don't, as far as I know, I don't know if it's been made public what's going to happen to him yet. But, of course, he is the one behind all of this, and he's got all kinds of charges that were thrown at him. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting
to
see what
Mondo
happens.
Bizarro. Who would have thought? I mean, all of the kind of complicated things that we access, talking about drugs and things that are anomalies. in our society today. But who would have thought behind the scenes there was this kind of crooked scheming going on in this
And this, this
business
went,
is what it is, a business.
This also, there are some international parents involved in this, too. There's one Chinese couple. He's a billionaire, and they paid $6.5 million to get their daughter into one of the schools.
Nice.
Maybe it was Stanford. Yeah, it is crazy. And
well, what does this do for the reputation of these big, highfalutin schools? The other question.
Yep. And, and you know, the schools are all still kind of doing their own investigations to see how many kids have been affected by this. Lori Loughlin's two daughters, I think, technically are sort of just frozen at this point. They don't go to USC anymore, but they haven't been officially kicked out either. So I think a lot of the students involved in the scandal, they are in a similar boat. They're just kind of in limbo until they figure this all out.
Well, let's focus on education from a different point of view. Perhaps this takes care of that problem with some of you anyway. If you are an adult, you're balancing a full-time job, and you have a family full-time as well, but yet in the back of your mind you're thinking about going back to school. Maybe it seems impossible, but perhaps think about it this way. Andy Solomon is here to explain why maybe you got a shot.
A new University of Phoenix survey found nearly 7 in 10 U.S. working adults want to continue their education. However, when asked if lack of time was a major barrier, 70% agreed it is. Dr. John Woods, Provost, University of Phoenix.
One big obstacle keeping many working adults from pursuing a degree is a lack of time to balance the responsibilities while being successful in school. Many working adults are re-entering the classroom for the first time in years, and they need to find a program that fits their busy lifestyle.
Time scarcity is the theme of the university's original children's book, The Dragon Who Learned to Fly, about a mother dragon who was so busy using her wings to take care of others that she never learned to fly, until a bird taught her how.
Like the bird in the book, the University of Phoenix helps working adults find time to pursue higher education while managing other responsibilities. Our online and on-campus degree programs are what make that possible.
For more, visit phoenix.edu/yphoenix.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. True or false, men get breast cancer?
True. There are approximately 2,000 men diagnosed with breast cancer in the United States every year.
Dr. Catherine Ruddy says men with a family history of breast cancer or a BRCA2 gene mutation are at a higher risk for the disease, and she says it tends to occur in older men. However,
men of any age can have breast cancer.
Dr. Ruddy says male breast cancer often occurs near the nipple. Symptoms may include a lump, dimpling or puckering, redness, or a discharge.
So nipple changes, nipple pain should be evaluated. Any change in the breast tissue needs to be assessed by a doctor.
Tests and treatments for men are similar to those used for women, including the use of mammography to investigate changes in tissue.
The most important thing for men to realize is that they can get breast cancer, so they should not ignore any abnormality they detect in the breast tissue.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief. Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Direct mail that's on target.
Staples Direct Mail Service can help you design your direct mail and open the door to new customers.
Bring in your own mailing list or we'll help you build one based on location or demographics. We can handle everything from prep to delivery.
And now get 20% back in rewards on your color printing, direct mail, banners, presentations, and more.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 6/22/19 in store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, and the people in the news here on the DJV show at 46 past the hour. Theresa May is done as the leader of the Conservative Party and as Prime Minister. So she's out altogether, not a politician any longer, right? She doesn't have
She's a placeholder. She doesn't move out of the house until they can find a replacement. Right. So she's there, but she's not actively the leader anymore. So now they're looking for someone to replace her.
Have they found
some likely... And watch the popcorn. Get the popcorn ready because it's going to be crazy.
Well, who are the likely candidates? There are some names that we don't know over here. Right?
Boris Johnson is probably the most likely. And Nigel Farage is trying... I guess of all the choices, he at least knows what's going on. Nigel Farage has been picking up traction, but it'll be someone within the Conservative Party, so most people think it'll probably be Boris Johnson.
Not till July 22nd will they have an answer to who the next leader is in England. There are 65 million people. That little island has lots of people. You know what? They have lots of countryside because they have done, this is my own aside here, they've been very smart about development in England and in many areas in Europe as well, where they have not developed the, every house has a plot of land with it. They build in the city, and then there's an immediate suburb, and then, bingo, you're in farm country. It isn't like it's everybody has to have X number of, X number of acres to live in. Priyanka Chopra in the news. She's 36. Opening up on the age difference with her husband, Nick Jonas, who's 26, saying there's a clear double standard because she's a woman. I agree with that one 100%. But if it was a 26-year-old guy with a 36-year-old guy with a 26-year-old woman, nobody would say boo.
I mean, that's like an everyday thing. That's weird at all. So if she was 65 and she was marrying a 26-year-old, I would have an issue with that because I have an issue with men doing that too. But 10 years. Is barely anything.
Right. She said she's not letting trolls get the best of them, and fans supported his post commemorating their first date. He said, quote, a year ago today, I went to go see Beauty and the Beast in the Hollywood Bowl with a group of friends. One of those friends was a woman who would become my best friend, my confidant, my muse, my beautiful wife. I'm so grateful for our journey together so far. You make me smile every day, and you inspire me to be the best version of myself. I'm honored to be your husband. I love you. Isn't that a nice romantic thing to say?
Very sweet.
Yeah. Isn't that sweet? I heard the Jonas Brothers have a new album out, and they were being interviewed as I was listening, driving into New York last Friday morning. I was listening to Elvis Duran, and he's got quite a good radio program, actually. And he was doing an interview with these guys, and they didn't talk about the album at all. They played a game with the brothers, and it was very entertaining. And I don't know other than what the ladies tell me about the Jonas Brothers. I don't really much, Joe maybe a little bit, but I don't really know that much about them. And I got to, as I was listening to them play the game with the members of the staff, it was very likable. They all seem very, very likable.
I've only interviewed one of them. I interviewed Nick, and he was the one who's married to Priyanka. And he's really just a very genuine person. They seem to all be really smart, and they're just very thoughtful.
They seem to like each other. Yeah.
Well, they didn't like each other for a long time. That's why they broke up. But now that they're back together, they kind of all went through. And they're all older now, and, it's siblings have issues sometimes, and then they worked it out, and now they're all married, and they're all back together. So it seems like they're on a good path.
Yeah, I had an issue for a while with my younger, both my sisters, but at the end of the day, what are you going to do? What difference does it make? At the end of the day, it usually doesn't make any difference. 10 before the hour. Good advice, Victoria. It's the DJV show.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Time for us to fix your house, to fix your yard, to fix your life. Tom didn't know that he was a doctor of philosophy. Yeah. He's got
a lot of promising.
Yes, it is. Let's see if we can deliver on some of those promises. A lady listening to this program called Mary Beth says we're putting in a new pool and want to make sure it's as safe as possible. I don't know how you do that unless you make sure it's all rubber. So when you jump in, you're not going to hit your head against something hard. What do they do, Tom?
Well, you know, every time we get past Memorial Day, it's the start of summer, but it's also the start of the dangerous time of year for folks that have pools, because that's when we get a lot of kid drownings. And we've already had, tragically, some of that happen already this year. So the key here is what we call layers of protection is the way you approach this, Doug. So the first layer is the pool fence, right? Now, many folks don't realize this, but pool fences are very special. They're not the same kind of fence that you might put in your backyard because they have to be 4 feet high, and they have to be what's called non-climbable, which means you can't get a toehold in it. So if it's a chain link, for example, instead of being like a 2-inch square in the chain, it's 1 1/4. So again, you can't get toes in that if you're trying to jump over it. You know, if it's like a metal fence, the horizontal bars can't be on the same side as the outside, so that you can't, again, put your foot in that, and so on. So it's real important you have the right kind of pool fence. The gates have to have latches that are 60 inches high. So have you ever seen one of these latches that stick up beyond the top of the gate?
Yes.
That's the reason for that.
I had one on my pool at the other place, yeah.
Yep, that's the reason for that, because kids can't get their hands up that high. So that's only one layer, though. The second thing is a proper pool cover. You know, next to fencing, pool covers give you the best protection. I prefer the type that's drainable, because if someone or a pet was to fall on that, they can get out of it. If you use a regular vinyl pool cover, you can kind of become entrapped in it, And if you can afford it, an automatic pool cover that you can roll out across the pool when you're not using it is really a good thing. And let's talk about alarms. You need to have alarms on three things, Doug. The doors that are between the house and the pool. So sometimes when folks put fencing in, they only fence three sides of the pool and they leave the house as the one side of it. That can be a problem because if you've got doors that go to the backyard, kids can slip out those doors. So you want to put door alarms on it. Same idea. They're easily deactivated by an adult, but the buttons are, 60 or 70 inches off of the floor. You can also bulk up that alarm practice by using fence alarms on the fence gates. And pool alarms are alarms that go in the pool water, and if there's a splash, it gets triggered. So if you have all of these things in place, the risk of having an accident is much, much reduced. It can't just be one of them. It have to be layers.
The way you just described that makes me think about a lot of other stuff that the government gets involved in. It's just overkill, pardon the pun, but overdone. I mean, come on. You have to have alarms in the pool.
Yeah.
It just seems like...
No, it's not overdone. Listen, most of the time when there's a drowning, it's apparent that just got distracted momentarily. So all of these layers help make sure that your kids are safe. You never want to let kids go in the pool unsupervised.
No.
But it happens.
A parent's job is to watch the children.
This is I realize that, but this is not a substitute for it. This is a backup. So I can't imagine any parent not wanting to have every possible safety measure that's available if they're putting a pool in.
I can hear people listening to this right now after what I just said. Yeah, Stefan says, let the kid drown.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's what you mean. I understand what you mean about government getting involved. But look, if it was me and I had young kids now, I don't. But if I did have young ones, I would put every single element in there. And the other thing is, you can take your kids to somebody else's house that has a party or something.
Yeah.
How many times have we heard that happening when it was a visiting child? Mm-hmm. That had drowned. Because again, the family didn't have all those safety measures in place.
Mm. You've convinced me. Thank you.
All right.
Speaking of being convinced, Money Pit newsletter comes out every week. What's the hot story in that this week?
We've got a great story about the five things that you can do to figure out if your house really needs a makeover or not. Mm-hmm. So, the things that you should be asking yourself to determine if it's time to renovate. So, for example, are you repeating your mistakes? Are you patching the same walls over and over again? That's a signal that it's time to make the repair. Is it something that's going to save money later? Is it something that you can break down and work in phases? Can you get help? These types of things are all laid out in a step-by-step checklist on MoneyPit.com.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter at MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreitler, co-host with Leslie Segretti of The Money Pit, heard every weekend around the country on lots of great radio stations.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.